Welcome to the Dominica News Online Week in Review for the week March 18th to the 24th. I'm your reader, Nicole Georges-Bennett. In the news-making headlines this week, Director of Trade Methan J. Walter announced that Dominica has placed a ban on the importation of corned beef from Brazil with immediate effect. Walter said the decision to impose the ban came after discussions between the Customs and Excise Division, the Ministry of Agriculture, the Veterinary Unit, and the Environmental Health Unit. Walter said the ban was due to the fact that 78% of Dominica's imports of corned beef came from Brazil, and that although Dominica has not imported Brazilian corned beef since 2016, he stated that there is a mandate to remove corned beef in circulation from supermarket shelves as a matter of caution. Dominica is one of many countries worldwide that has imposed a ban on corned beef following reports from Brazilian authorities that several major Brazilian meat processors have been selling rotten beef and poultry. It is also alleged that companies have paid hefty bribes to auditors in exchange for fraudulent sanitary licenses. In other news, DNO has been reliably informed that the Police Welfare Association, the PWA, has been advised to seek legal representation and advice following allegations by Police Chief Daniel Carbon of a conspiracy by certain PWA members to plan a subversion. The executive members of the PWA convened an emergency meeting earlier this week to discuss the matter. Reportedly, the PWA contacted their regional counterparts and were told to seek legal advice. According to a senior police officer, the police chief, his deputy, Davidson Valerie, and Superintendent Cuffy Williams were asked to attend an emergency meeting at the Financial Center on March 21st, where they were directed to arrest the police officers on suspicion to send a strong message to the public and the Dominica Public Service Union members who intend to take action for a salary increase. On March 22nd, Police Chief Carbon met with the executive of the PWA and is said to have made some comments about impending illegal actions that the PWA intends to commit. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has given a brief hint of what the future holds for him. During a recent town hall meeting in Peebush, the Prime Minister seemed to indicate that he will no longer be in his current role after the next general election. He stated, "The rest of the years I have in government, I will ensure that you get the fullest support that you require. As you know, I will not be there after the next election." Pointing to cabinet colleagues who were present at the meeting, he added, "One of them will take over as Prime Minister, but we have some time to work and we will work together." The Prime Minister's statements and others that he's made recently shows that he is not heeding calls from the opposition United Workers' Party to resign immediately. According to a recent report from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, Dominica's fiscal outlook has deteriorated despite high revenues from the island's Citizenship by Investment CBI program. A team from the IMF visited Dominica from March 7th to the 20th to conduct its 2017 Article 4 consultation. The report says, despite high citizenship by investment revenues, the fiscal outlook has deteriorated largely due to lower projected grant revenues, a downward revision in the projected yields of the fiscal consolidation measures, the increase in social transfers, and the reduction of the corporate income tax rate in January 2017. The report also stated that economic activity remained weak in 2016 due to a number of factors, but projected growth to accelerate to above 3% in 2017 to 2018. In face of the island's fiscal outlook, the report made several suggestions. It states the fiscal outlook underscores the importance of a timely implementation of the fiscal consolidation package. The efforts to improve tax administration should be maintained to make the gains in compliance durable. On the expenditure side, the government should limit the increase in the wage bill and prepare specific plans for the gradual unwinding of the expenditures related to recovery and reconstruction in the aftermath of Erica. Meanwhile, the National Bank of Dominica, the NBD, is recording a major loss for the second time in 2 years. The bank's annual report shows for the year ended 2016, it recorded a loss of over 4.6 million EC dollars. For the year ending 2015, the bank recorded a loss of over 4.3 million EC dollars. Meantime, Managing Director of the bank, Ellingworth Edwards, says that in the coming year, the focus will be on strengthening and building strategic relationships that will assist in successfully growing the bank's business and achieving its stated mission. The bank has an audited asset base at the end of the financial year, June 30, 2016, of EC 1.18 billion or US$437 million. And finally, National Security Minister Rayburn Blackmore has revealed that government has put monies aside for the rehabilitation of the Portsmouth Police Station. The Portsmouth Police Station is said to be in a deplorable state, prompting a source to alert DNO on the matter and saying officers are calling for serious attention to be paid to the building. The source also said police officers cannot work under such conditions. However, Minister Blackmore assures the process for rehabilitation of the Portsmouth Police Station has already begun in terms of getting an estimate done, getting a recommendation to be brought forward to the Ministry of Finance. He adds that monies have also been put aside for rehabilitating the Daly's Police Station as well. And those were the headlines this week. For details of these and other stories, please review DominicaNewsOnline.com. Our music theme is from Ithaca Studios. I'm Nicole Georges-Bennett. Thank you for listening.